Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. An airport in our area will be one of only four in the country that will now receive flights from Ebola-affected countries.
JFK Airport is being added as a fourth American hub to receive passengers coming in from the Congo, Uganda, and Sudan. Atlanta's Hartsfield, Dulles in D.C., and Houston's George Bush Airport are also on this list. Now, at the very same time, an urgent message coming out from the CDC to their staffers. They're needing volunteers, they say, to immediately start screening people who are coming in from the Ebola hot zone. These staffers, again, would be in place at these airports to check to see if passengers appear ill on arrival and go further and take their temperature if they feel it's necessary. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Mahmoud Khalil is getting more time to fight his deportation. A federal appeals court has put its own ruling on hold while the former Columbia grad student appeals to the U.S. Supreme Court. Khalil, despite being a lawful permanent resident in the U.S., was detained over his role in pro-Palestinian demonstration on Columbia University's campus last year. After being freed by a New Jersey federal judge, the Third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that state did not have the authority to intervene. At the time, the Trump administration had argued that Khalil's presence in the U.S. hurts American foreign policy interests. Khalil's lawyers have also argued his case in immigration courts, but so far unsuccessfully. A New Jersey man is across the state line in Long Island today for his arraignment. He's accused of stalking a woman in Suffolk County for 3 years.
Prosecutors say it began when the victim was trying to sell an old cell phone on Facebook, and Michael Pasek became obsessed with her, sending her sexual messages, threats, unwanted gifts, even showing up at her parents' home. The 47-year-old is set to face a judge after being extradited from New Jersey. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
A deadly stabbing in Brooklyn last night. This was in Cypress Hills outside 2788 Fulton Street. That's where the NYPD says a man in his 40s was found with stab wounds to his chest and back. He was taken to Brookdale Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. So far, no arrests have been made. A cry for help from the family of a missing North Jersey man. 29-year-old Bill Hooper hasn't been seen since Friday morning. He was last spotted at Moynihan Train Hall near Penn Station. His father, James, says Bill left with nothing.
Without his phone, without his wallet, just a small backpack. And he didn't have money, you know? A woman paid for his ticket at the train station. So we don't know we have no clue.
The family has been searching both North Jersey and New York City, handing out flyers and checking shelters and surveillance video. Bill is also known on TikTok, where he shares motivational videos with more than 20,000 followers. He's described as 6 feet tall, dirty blonde hair, and blue eyes. Anyone with any information is asked to call Lyndhurst Police. Word is President Trump may be heading to the Garden to catch a glimpse of the NBA Finals. The president has said multiple times over recent weeks that he is and has always been a Knicks fan and that he has been following the team this season. He and Knicks owner James Dolan have had a long-standing friendship. A Garden spokesperson told the New York Times that the president would be welcome at the arena anytime. If he does show up, it would add another high-profile sports event to his recent appearances. He's been to the Super Bowl, the Daytona 500, and the U.S. Open men's final. Subway surfing continues to claim young lives. After the latest incident on Friday, city officials are once again sounding the alarms.
Police putting out a warning to both teens and their parents about the dangers of subway surfing. A 14-year-old boy is dead and another teen is in critical condition in the hospital after they were caught subway surfing on the J train on Friday. Police say the 14-year-old victim was on top of the J train and fell off of it as it was crossing onto the Williamsburg Bridge getting into Manhattan. A parent who lost her son subway surfing on the Williamsburg Bridge is expected to be joining NYPD Chief Galata about how this kind of trend is costing lives. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
More than 50 small business owners in Greenpoint making demands from at the MTA. They sent a letter asking the MTA to rethink a series of weekend shutdowns that they have planned for tunnel repairs under Newtown Creek. Council member Lincoln Ressler says the shutdowns will affect the G line and they'll hurt the business's bottom lines, and that the agency does have other options.
Evening shutdowns are an option. We could work with them on better weekends that would have less impact on the neighborhood. We could work with them on any variety of approaches that would be better, and the MTA just doesn't care. They just do whatever they want with no concern about the impact it has on our neighborhood.
MTA Chair Jana Lieber understands that shutting down the G train for several weekends over the summer is unfortunate, but says it's necessary to get all the work done efficiently. Still, the MTA agreed to move one weekend shutdown from June to July. All the other closures are in August, September, and December, and they stay in place.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.